几年以后呢，我终于学习到了什么关于受洗的真理。
And I'll see if I can simply give you my understanding of it.
然后我尝试着给你们我自己的理解啊。
And I will really encourage you to go to the baptism class so that you can understand what you are doing. If you get baptized, at least you will know why you're being baptized.
然后我也非常鼓励大家去参加这个受洗的课啊，这样的话你能明白你要受洗到底是为了什么，是干什么用的。
So, the Bible says that whenJesus died on the cross, that he died for me. So I am identified. It's like I died on the cross.
所以在圣经说呢，当耶稣死在十字架上，他是为我死了。实际上呢，我就在那个十字架上。他死了以后，他死的那刻我也死了。
Okay. And then Jesus was buried, and so then I was buried.
所以耶稣被埋了，那我也被埋了。
And the water represents the grave for us.
所以水就代表我们的坟墓。
Okay, so Jesus died on the cross. Symbolically, I'm associated with that. So I died on the cross. Jesus was buried.And now we're going to show a picture of that. Now I am buried with Jesus.
所以耶稣死在十架上了。那象征意义上预表着呢，我们信靠他，我们也死在十架上。他埋了，那我们你看，我们受洗的时候，我们也下去，我们也埋了。
Okay, right. And then Jesus rose from the dead, so I raised from the dead.
然后耶稣从死里复活了，那我也从死里复活了。
It's a picture of a new life.In Christ.
这就是一个非常形象的图画，在基督里新的生命。
But there's something even more important here. When Jesus died on the cross, I am still the sinner. But the old Joe died on the cross. And the old Joe was buried with Jesus. But when Jesus rose from the dead,The old Joe did not come back. The old Joe is positionally dead, and now a new life, the new man, the new Joe now in life.
所以你会看见，当耶稣死在十架上替我们死的时候，跟上去死的是那个老我，是那个老的 Joe。所以老的 Joe 跟着耶稣死了，死在十架上也埋了。然后当老的 Joe 从死了以后，在水里以后。再出来的是什么？是一个新的 Joe， 是一个全新的生命。
New life, new Joe comes up now to live. It is a picture of what already happened in your heart.
所以这就是一幅图画，在你心里已经发生了的事情的一幅图画。
So in my heart, I died with Jesus and was buried with Jesus and I rose with Jesus. So when I get baptized, I'm going to show that in real life, an example of that.
在我的心里，我已经和主同死、同埋葬、同复活了。然后在整个受洗的过程当中，我把这个我的心里的整个全部演出来。
Now it's going to take Harold and Jeet and all the other teachers. It's going to take them weeks and weeks and weeks to teach you that. And it's not that hard, but it'll take them a long time to teach you that.
对，虽然不是很难，但是呢，依然我们需要好几个星期的时间，那些老师们才能把这个讲明白给大家。
Because they will show you all of the Bible verses that show that truth.
对，因为到时候大家老师会把整个圣经里的经文都解给大家看，就是这个不是他们随便讲的，的确是圣经这么教导我们。
I encourage you if you are a believer, if you have trusted the Lord, I would encourage you to take the classes.And to be baptized.
所以，如果你真的是相信了，你是一个信靠主的人，我鼓励大家去参加这个课，然后去参加受洗。
Okay, let's go back to Jehoshaphat.
啊，我们回到约沙法。
Okay, we left Jehoshaphat, and last session we left him in the valley of Baraka. Verse 26 and
26. Yeah, 26.
And then he went from Baraka. Does anybody know what Baraka means? What does that mean?
Praise.
Praise? Do you have a reference in your Bible? Did you say praise?
Yeah.
Praise? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good. Blessing is a good word too. Blessing. The valley of blessing where they praise the Lord. Yes, they thank Him. Very good. So now they're coming back to Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat says, come on, people, let's go home with all of the blessings of God. So they go home. Notice verse 29.
Now, verse 29.
And the fear of God was on all of the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel.
所以列邦诸国, 听见耶和华战败以色列的仇敌, 就甚惧怕。
Try to imagine the stories that spread through the land after the battle, after God fought for Israel. Try to imagine all of the gossip and all of the stories that spread through the land.
你可以想象一下那个在战争战之后所有人的谈论所有人的这个话语啊 关于在这场征战当中耶和华的大能，你可以想象那个场景。
Can you imagine some of these countries hearing Jehoshaphat beat everybody. He beat everybody. He had such a small army, but he beat them all.
你可以想象，肯定会有人都说：“哎呀，约沙法把所有的敌人都打败了。”他就这么一小群人，他把所有的敌人都打败了。And
another person says, "No." Jehoshaphat didn't fight. God fought for Jehoshaphat.
另外一个人一定会说，不，约沙法根本没有打，是上帝替他打的。
And we hear that God always fights for His people, and now the people are afraid because of the stories that they've heard about what God did to help His people.
我们也听说上帝总是为他的子民征战, 所以所有听见这一切话语的人就会感到惧怕。
Let's think for a minute about this word in verse 29. The fear of God was on all the countries when they heard that God had fought. The fear of God.
那我们看看29节讲到的惧怕这个词哈, 对神的惧怕。
What does that mean? The fear of God came on all the countries.
这是什么意思呢? 就是这列邦诸国就都惧怕呢?
Let me ask you this question. Do you fear God?
No.
No.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 你惧不惧怕神?
No. No, yes, no, yes, no. Yes. Half no, half yes. What does fear mean?
惧怕什么意思?
Scared.
因为他们不是以色列，他们是以色列的敌人，所以他们惧怕神。
Because they are not Israel. Because they are the enemy of Jews, so they are afraid.
When I was a boy and I lived at home, I had two sisters and a mother and a father, okay?
我小时候的时候，我家有五口人啊，我还有爸妈以外，我还有两个姊妹。
If I said to you, I feared my father,
如果我跟你说我惧怕我的父亲,
how would you understand that?
你会怎么理解这个事情?
Oh,
your dad didn't love you. Your dad didn't love you.
My dad loved me very, very much.
In fact, you will feel yeah.
He's so strong and so strict.
Strict.
Strict to you.
爸爸是一个很有原则的人。
Your father is strict in a lot of things. So.
No.
you did something your dad really unhappy.
Then I really feared. Okay, what you're telling me is only one way to understand fear, and that is fear of being punished, or fear of rejection, or fear, sort of a cringing fear, physically maybe afraid. Okay, that's one way.
这是一个害怕的一个角度去理解，就是呢，你害怕被惩罚，害怕被拒绝，所以这个是害怕的一个角度。
Okay, there's another way to understand the word.
还有另外一个角度去理解 fear 这个词。
Respect.
就是尊敬。
Respect. Another word, reverence.
尊敬畏，敬畏，对，对。
Okay. So, it really depends on our conduct, doesn't it?
这真的是取决于我们的行为。
But I never feared that my father was going to hurt me physically.
我从来不会害怕我的父亲会有形的伤害我。
But I respected my father, and that gave me a sense of fear. Fear, I didn't want to disappoint him or hurt him.
但是我尊重我的父亲到一个程度呢，我就不想，让他失望，所以，我就敬畏他，不想让他感觉不高兴。
Now there is a, is it a proverb or a psalm? Here, I need my concordances working over here now. That says, the beginning of wisdom is fear. Fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
就是那个箴言书里有一句话叫敬畏耶和华。是智慧的开端。
Yeah. So you think about that in two ways. If I don't obey God, I should be afraid, but I also should respect God and fear Him that way too.
所以当我顺服神的时候呢，我会敬畏他，然后当我尊敬他的时候呢，其实我也是要敬畏的。
Okay, Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, I am told.
箴言。
From my online computer over here.
箴言九章。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9 and verse 10.
九章十节。箴言九章十节。敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Okay. Now, in our story of Jehoshaphat, when it says, and the fear of God came on all those kingdoms when they heard the Lord had fought, what kind of fear did they have?
29和30节，我们回到历代志下20章这里。这是什么样的惧怕？他们有的是我们刚才讲的那两种，哪一种的惧怕？Respect.
No, it's afraid of punishment.
Well, they were probably afraid that they were gonna, if God fought for Israel, that God might destroy them too. But when they understand how powerful God is, it causes them to respect God. So they might be both, you know.
Yeah. 所以有可能两个都有。当他们一开始听到的时候呢，他们就会害怕被惩罚。当他知道越多这个神的东西以后呢，他就会敬畏了，对，他会越来越多的是敬畏。
Okay, any questions about that?
有没有什么问题关于这个？
Okay, let's go to verse 30.
我们30节，继续。
Now, in verses 30 and 32,
30和32,
you might say, this is a storybook ending to the life of a great man.
然后30和32节我们会看到这是一个 结束，一个故事的结束，关于一个非常伟大的人的故事的结束。
And look at verse 30. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about.
这样约沙法的国得享平太平，因为神赐他四境平安。
So in the beginning of our story, the kingdom of Jehoshaphat wasn't quiet. It was in turmoil, or they were upset because these armies were coming.
所以在我们故事的开始的时候，约沙法的王朝根本不太平，充满了这个各种的危机。
Okay, so in our story, Jehoshaphat went from fear of the enemies that were coming, to trusting God, and God won the day, and now the kingdom is quiet again.
所以在整个故事里呢，约沙法从惧怕敌人到敬畏上帝，信靠上帝，然后打赢征战，上帝是就使他的四境平安了。
Okay, so we would only say this man has been a really good example to show us what to do when we face problems.
所以我只能说这个人是给我们一个特别好的榜样，让我们遇到困难的时候该怎么去到神那里去。
We have a little bit of history in verse 31 and 32.
好，我们讲一点点历史的内容，在31和32节里。
We're told that Jehoshaphat, in verse 31, reigned over Judah. He was 30 and 5 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 20 and 5 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in the ways of Asa, his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord.
约沙法王做犹大王，登基的时候年35岁，在耶路撒冷做王25年。他母亲名叫阿苏巴，乃是利希的女儿。约沙法效法他父亚撒所行的，不偏左右，行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Okay, so Jehoshaphat was 35 years old. Sorry, 35 years old when he became king, and he was king for 25 years. So how old was he at the end of his reign as king?
16. 约沙法登基35岁，做王25年，他死的时候多少岁？
16 years old.
60, very good. Not too old.
不是太老了。
Just enough to be old. Almost ready for retirement.
正好要退休的时候。
If the story ended right there, we would say, what a good man was Jehoshaphat. But the story does not end.
如果故事只是在这停，我们会说：“哎呀，约沙法是多么好的一个人呢！”但是故事并没有在这里停，完全停住。
For many years in this man's life, he did what was right in the eyes of God.
在很多年，他的一生当中做了很多在神眼里很喜悦、看为正的事情。
But there's a time when something changed in his heart, and something changed in his life, and we know what caused that.
所以但有一些事情在他的心里发生了变化，我们也知道是什么样的变化，所以导致他后面不是那么的顺。
Let's read verse 33.
然后我们读33节。
Howbeit the high places were not taken away. As for yet, the people had not prepared their hearts under the God of their fathers.
就是丘坛还没有废去，百姓也没有立定心意归向他们列祖的神。
Okay. Does anybody know what it means the high places were not taken away?
谁知道秋坛没有废墟是啥意思吗？
Okay.
敬拜别神的。
Okay, let me see if I can find a reference to that.
看看能不能找到一个相关的地方。
I was hoping I could find you. I may not have a verse right offhand, but you're right. The high places were the places where they worshiped the false gods.
秋坛就是那个地方，他们敬拜假神的地方。
I thought I had a reference for that, but I don't see it. Let me check one more reference here. We can maybe find that later.Okay. Anyhow, that is what it is. Now, let's think about that for a minute. It seems like that Jehoshaphat was doing everything right, but he just did one thing that wasn't exactly right. And that is, he did not remove the altars where the false gods were being worshipped.
所以看起来约沙法做了所有的事情都是很好，但只是做了一件不是那么好的事情，就是他没有把敬拜假神的地方给挪走，给摧毁。
Oh boy, anxiety. Which one? Oh, okay. 10 and what? 5. 1 Corinthians 10 and 5.
哥林多后书十章。
2 Corinthians 10:5.
十章五节，323页，324页。
Starts in verse 3.
323页。
Okay.
2 Corinthians
chapter 10
and
verse 3.
For though we live in the world,
yeah.
We cannot live.
Mm-hmm. Verse 5 talks about verse 5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.It is not the high, it's a little confused. Anyhow, anything that puts itself above God, anything that exalts itself above God.
所以他这五节讲到的，对，是一个自高之事，就那个高处，是把自己抬高的。对，灵后它是一个属灵的意思，是灵里的解经。
You can write that down as a reference. Yeah,
yeah. 十章五节。
Okay, now.
Maybe I read the word. 像各样的计谋，各样阻拦人认识神的那些自高之事，一概攻破了，就将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。因为所有在秋坛那个高处啊，那个英文叫 high place， 叫高处，都是把自己抬高的，把神。把别神抬高，这叫自高之事。
Okay, now I want you to think about your own walk with God just for a moment.
我们先一起想一下我们自己与神同行的那个时刻。
And I want you to think that there may be some things in your life that you know.Are not exactly right with God, but you're not dealing with it. You're doing a lot of good things that are right, but you know there are some things that are not right, and you just kind of hope they will go away.
啊，我们想一想，我们的一生当中也会有，就是我们做了很多很合神心意的事情，但是呢，有那么一小点的事情呢，我们也知道这不合神心意，但是呢，我们也没有真的去处理它，我们就感觉呢，它自己会不见了，自己就走了。
Okay. Now, in the life of Jehoshaphat, while he was honoring God, while he was setting the example for other people to follow, there was still false gods being worshipped in some parts of his kingdom.
所以即使在约沙法的时代，他自己也顺服神，他也带领大家去跟随神，但是呢，在他的国度里呢，依然还是有一些地方很多人在拜假神。
In other words,There was more than one God in Israel.
那就意味着在以色列当时有很多个神。
Some people were worshiping God Almighty, and some people were going to these high places and worshiping false gods.
所以有的人会前一时间祷告至高神耶和华，然后后一时间他又到那个丘坛那里去祭拜假神。
Sometimes people have secret compartments in their lives.
所以有的时候一个人呢，他会有一个秘密的空间哈，在他的生命当中。
In other words, you come here to a Bible study and you're studying about God and you want to walk with God, but you know there are things in your life that are not godly.
所以比方说呢，我们在一起我们一起学习神的话，然后我们特别想去跟随神，但是我们也知道在我们的生命当中有那么一些东西其实不属神，我们也知道。
Now, in the story of Jehoshaphat, a great tragedy is about to happen to this man.
在约沙法的生命里面呢，也有一个很大的悲剧要发生，关乎他的。
You know how he said his eyes were on God before? His eyes now are not going to be on God anymore.
他前面是眼目一直盯在神身上，但是现在呢，他的眼睛要挪开了。
Do you notice when this happens is after the great blessing of God and all is well.
你要知道这件要发生的事其实是在什么之后呢？是他已经从神呢得了那么大的祝福，把敌人都打败了之后。
It is almost like, God, thank you very much, really appreciated that. Now I'm going to get back to business as usual over here.
这有点像这个什么样的情形呢？说你跟神说，哎呀，谢谢你啊，你真的是带领我这经历这一切的这个患难，我赢了。谢完以后呢，我又回到日常生活里来。
And he always had problems in his life with these high places, but he never dealt with it.
所以他的生命当中一直是有这个秋坛的问题一直在，但他没有认真去处理它。
You cannot serve two masters.
因为我们不能侍奉两个主。
Jesus said you will love one and you will hate the other.
耶稣说呢，你会恨一个。爱一个恨一个。
There's another lesson we can learn from Jehoshaphat in this verse too.
还有另外一个教训我们可以从这个经文里读到。
If you know that there is something in your life that is not pleasing to God, you need to deal with that today.
如果你意识到你的生命当中有一些是不合神心意的东西，
See you, Peter.
你要现在这一刻就去对付。
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
See you later. Okay, bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye.
你有什么？
When I became a Christian, when I got saved, I had some other of my friends. They became Christians too.
当我得救的时候呢，我的一些朋友他们也变。也得救变基督徒了。
And there were many things in my life and things in the life of my friends that were not pleasing to God.
所以他们有很多在他们的生命当中有很多不是神喜悦的事情。
But as the Lord revealed these things by the grace of God, I surrendered that area of my life to the Lord. And so they begin to go away, fall off. These things are not pleasing to God.
但对于我来说呢，当我神因着神的恩典，他把这个我自己生命当中不合神心意的事情光照我的时候呢，我决定投降，我决定顺服他，然后这些事情慢慢的就远离我了。
But if you have something in your life and you know it's not pleasing with God and you don't deal with it, it gets harder and harder and harder to deal with.
所以当我意识到，如果我们意识到我们生命当中有一些是不属神的，但是我们没有去对付它的时候，未来会变得越来越难去对付这个东西。
So Jehoshaphat allowed pagan worship to go on in the kingdom, even though he knew it was wrong, but it came back to destroy him ultimately.
所以he didn't come back.
He didn't deal with it. He knew it was wrong, but eventually that would turn around and destroy this man's life because he didn't deal with it.
所以当约沙法意识到这个拜假神的这个事不好的时候呢，他没有处理他，但是那些假神的这个糟糕的事情，就会在他的生命的后面呢，再又找回来来损害毁坏他。
So if you know something wrong, confess it to God, give it to God, turn away from it, walk away, deal with it.
所以当我们看见一些事情是不对，我们就跟神认，然后我们就远离他，不要再去碰他。
If you have a pet snake, one day he will bite you.
如果我们养了一条宠物的蛇，有一天它会咬你。
Okay, all right. Now watch what happens, because this man has allowed something in his life that he didn't deal with. Watch how it affects his discernment now.
所以，现在呢，他允许了一些，约沙法允许了一些他生命中不该有的东西留在那儿，然后你会看见，他会怎么样影响他在后面。
Verse 34. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hananiah, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. And after this did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah,join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in that old Geber or something. Don't worry about that. Through verse 36 and 37. I'll read the end. So Eleazar, the son of Dudava, of Marisha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has broken your works, and the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish.
所以34节呢，约沙法其余的十四使之中都写在哈拿尼的儿子耶户的书上，也载入以色列诸王记上。此后犹大王约沙法与以色列王亚哈谢交好，亚哈谢行恶太甚，二王合伙造船要往他失去，遂在以寻加别造船。那时玛利沙人多大瓦的儿子以谢向约沙法预言说，因你与亚哈谢交好，耶和华必破坏你所造的。后来那船果然破坏，不能往他驶去。
The principle or the lesson that we're trying to learn here is that if we have things in our life that we don't deal with, we can't make good decisions based on God and His Word.
所以当我们生命当中有一些事情我们知道不好没有去对付的时候我们就不能顺着神的旨意来做决定了。
In verse 35, Jehoshaphat got into a business deal with a wicked king.
因为35节我们看见约沙法开始与一个邪恶的非常恶的王开始交好了。
This was all about making money, and he joined himself. He had a partnership with a very wicked man.
这其实就是一起合伙赚钱的事。然后呢，他就是找到那个非常邪恶的那个王呢，他跟他在一起合伙干事情。
God is not against us being wise business people so that we can make money, but we're not to join with wicked people to do that.
上帝并不反对我们去成为一个有智慧的商人去赚钱，但是他不允许我们去和这个邪恶的人有相交。
Okay, hold your hand here, and let's go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
啊，我们回到那个翻到新约哥林多后书六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
319页。
I'm going to begin reading in verse number 14.
14节啊，320页。哥林多后书六章十四节。
What translation you have?
Do not be yoked.
King James.
Oh, King James. Okay, who has? Why don't you? Can you read that in English and
okay,
in
and Chinese?
Okay,
from verse
14 through 18.
14 to 18.、Okay.
Yeah.
14到十八节哈，我先帮大家读英文，然后再读中文。Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, who what do righteousness and wickedness have in common?Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out of them and be separate. Touch no unclean things, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
嗯、
你们信和不信的原不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。这是全能的主说的。
The Bible is very very clear that once you become a ChristianYou are to be very careful about your relationships with those who are not Christians.
所以圣经非常清楚的有一个点，当我们成为基督徒了以后，我们要非常小心的和这个还不是基督徒人的这个关系上呢，我们要非常小心。
God says you are different now. You are not like you were before.
上帝说呢，你已经不同了，你不是像以前的那个样子了。
When I first became a Christian, I was so happy to tell all of my friends what Jesus did for me.
当我成为基督徒的时候，我非常高兴地告诉我所有的朋友耶稣怎么样改变我。
And some of my friends said, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
有些朋友就说，哎呀，那这样我就不想再跟你成为朋友了。
And the reason was, I didn't go drinking with them and partying with them and gambling with them.My life changed. I'm not a part of that world anymore.
很重要的一个原因就是我不能再跟他们一起出去酗酒饮酒，去出去赌博，出去开 party， 因为我的生命开始改变了，所以有些事情我做不了。
In these verses here, there are several principles that we can learn.
在这些经文里有一些原则我们可以学习。
We as believers are not to marry an unbeliever.
作为一个信徒来说呢，我们不是不是是不应该去和一个非信徒的结婚的。
Now I know sometimes, couples are already married, and one becomes a believer. Okay, you don't leave that person, but you pray for that person. But if you're not married, the Bible says, don't marry an unbeliever.
我知道有些情形呢，是两个人在信主前结婚的，然后他有一个当中得救了。然后呢，我并不是说你要分开是没有问题，那你为另外一个祷告。我说的是，当你还没有进入婚姻的时候，圣经教导你，你不要和你作为一个信徒，你不要和一个非信徒去进入婚姻。
We're also encouraged in these verses here when it comes to our business dealing. If you have one man that is a Christian and another man who is not a Christian.They have different motives and ambitions for their business.
同样的道理可以应用在做生意上。如果一个人是信主的，另外一个人是不信的，他们俩是合伙的时候呢，他们会有完全不同的动机在做生意的时候。
One man might say, if we cheat a little bit over here, we can make more money. But the Christian said, no, we can't do that. That is not right.Now they got a problem in their business.
所以一个人可能会说，我们就做一点小欺骗的事，骗人的时候，我们会做很大的生意在这个上面。另外一个主的孩子他说，不，我们不能做这个事情。他们俩在这件事情上，他就会有开始争执了。
Maybe the unbeliever says, we work every day, 12 hours a day. We must work every day. And the Christian says, no, I don't want to work every day, 12 hours a day.I want time with my family and my God.
所以可能不信主那个人说的，我们要一天工作十二个小时，我每天都要工作。然后那个不信主的人会说呢，不，我们不能这么做，我需要有时间去陪我的家人和我的主。所以他们俩在这个事情上也会有冲突。
So, the scriptures tell us that we need to reach out.To unbelievers around us, but be very careful about our association with them in things like business and marriage and things like that.
所以圣经教导我们，我们的确是要出去去接触很多的不信的人，去给他们传福音。但是呢，我们要在我们和他们的关系上极其小心，尤其比如说婚姻和这个做生意和合伙这些事情上呢，非常小心。
So what did Jehoshaphat in our story, what did he do wrong?
那约沙法在我们这个故事里他做错了什么呢？
The first one, don't destroy the high places. The second one, they work with the weakness Israel, the king of Israel.
Yes, that's right. So the first thing that happened is he didn't take away the high places.And then it got worse from there. From that, he didn't make very good decisions at all. And so now he's involved with this wicked king.
所以第一件事呢，他没有去毁坏那个丘坛。紧跟着呢，他在这上面，他就开始做了一个非常糟糕的决定。他和那个邪恶的以色列的王开始合伙做事情。
So,If you obey God and walk with God and turn your eyes on God, there's great blessing because we saw God work deliver Jehoshaphat when he believed and trusted God.
所以当我们信靠神，我们跟神同行的时候，我们借着约沙法这个故事，我们看见神会大大的祝福我们，神会与我们同在，为我们征战。
But when Jehoshaphat did not deal with the high places,And he got involved with this wicked king. God did not bless that.
所以当约沙法他没有摧毁丘坛，他又跟这个邪恶的王合伙的时候呢，上帝的祝福就远离了。
What did God do?
上帝做了什么呢？
His joy was fine.
In verse 37, what did God do?
在三十七节，上帝做了什么？
God broke the ships.
上帝把那个
broke the ships.
把船给破坏了，给搞坏了。
And we know why God broke the ships. It says, because you joined yourself with Ahaziah, the wicked king.
我们知道为什么上帝破坏那个船，因为他和那个邪恶的王亚哈谢开始交好合伙。
If a Christian, ignores God and tries to have a big business to make lots of money, sometimes God says, I gotta break the whole thing down.
如果一个基督徒他决定不理上帝的道，他一定要做一些不合神心意去赚钱，上帝有时候会说，那我要把这个事都摧毁。
You wanna join yourself with the wicked king? Well, this is what you get. Wickedness.
如果你要愿意去跟那个邪恶的王交朋友，那结果就是邪恶，你就会变邪恶。
When he trusted God, there was great blessing. When he said, God, I'm not trusting you, there was great loss. There was the whole thing.
所以当你信靠神的时候，你会得到很大的祝福。但你远离神呢，它自然的结果就是你会有很大的损失。
Remember, it was after great blessing that this man made wrong decisions.
我们要记得，这是在特别大的祝福之后，这个人做的一个错误的决定。
So let us be careful that after we have the blessing of God, that we don't forget God and leave God out of our life.
所以我们要记得，当我们得着神的大的祝福以后，我们千万不要忘记神，把神撇到一边去。
Don't always call on God just when things are bad. Always call on God in everything in life.
我们记得不一定不要只是在碰见糟糕事情的时候再去呼求你的神，要任何时候都去跟他同行。
And then our last verse, verse number 1 of chapter 21 says Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David.
所以21章的一节，我们最后今天分享的一节就是约沙法与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城他列祖的坟地里。
It would have been nice if the story had ended in verse 30 of this chapter, but it didn't.
非常好的，如果在30节，20章30节，这个故事就结束了是非常美好的。
So here's the warning for us. The last chapter is not written in any of our lives yet.
我们要记得我们人生的最后一章在我们在座的每一位都还没有写出来。
See, your life is like a book and it has many chapters.
你的一生是有很多的，就像一本书，它是有很多章节。
What you should strive for is that the end of the book will be the blessing of God and not the curse of God.
所以我们要努力的做到的事情是我们一生的最后一章是神的祝福而不是神的咒诅。
So hopefully we can learn lessons from a king.
我们盼望我们能够从这个王的经历当中学到一些教训。
Okay, now would anybody like to give a testimony or would anybody like to share something that you learned from the Bible study in the last three weeks?
谁能这里有其他的见证或者你自己的领受在过去的几周约沙法王的学习？
You mean I got to tell the whole thing over again?
Did I say what I've learned, Joel?
Okay, of course, absolutely.
If anybody else wants to, maybe I can say. Yeah. The Lord is teaching us through these many stories that He has designed us, man, to be relying on Him who is the Almighty. Okay, without Him, we can do nothing. And the Lord tells us over and over and over and over again that we can do nothing of ourselves. Only God can do for us.
Hmm.
And I think people over history, they keep forgetting this lesson, that through the good times, through the bad times, it doesn't matter what times.
Mm-hmm.
We must always look to God.
Amen.
I know Joanna was asking Joe, how did he know that God was speaking to him after 10 years? Well, Joe's been reading his Bible. And he reads his Bible every day. And the Lord is speaking to him through His Word. And He's giving him answers every day. And I'm sure Joe is like all of us. We pray in the morning that, Lord, keep us from ourselves, because our heart is so wicked.
Mm.
We don't want to be like ourselves. We want to be like Jesus. And He's teaching us from His Word how we should not forget the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And this little nation was nothing, but their God was a great God.
Yeah.
And He overthrew the armies of Pharaoh. A mighty nation. It wasn't the people who overthrew that army.
Mm-hmm.
It was God. He took them through the wilderness and they fought with many armies. But God was the one who fought for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they gained victory because of what God did. And God put the fear of Him, of His almighty power, into the hearts of all those nations. Those nations could defeat Israel, no problem. But they knew that God was behind them,
yeah,
and He was blessing them. And He does that with His own people too.
Yeah.
He loves His people, and He blesses them, and we are to be a testimony to the world.
Amen.
Okay?
Excuse
the latter
me.
Part, Joe was talking about that.
Can we have some translation?
Okay. That's a big one.
Go for it. 我相信其实大家大部分都能听懂，其实他就在讲这个上帝对于我们来说最大的恩典是他是我们最大的帮助，因为我们实际上除了他是真的做不了什么，他在圣经里反反复复一遍一遍地告诉我们，我们是有限的，他是大能的然后他就这个就帮助我们去回顾了一些历史，比方说摩西带着以色列人出红海，是神分开的红海，带领他们在旷野，是神喂养的他们带领他们进迦南地，是神替他们征战这也是那些先知们和那些神的仆人们每次祷告的时候他都会这么讲，他都会先去回顾上帝是怎么做事情的，然后这是他自己的领受，就是再一次借着约沙法的这个故事让我们看见，我们不是我们在做，都是我们的主他在做，他一直以来都是掌权的爱我们的那个主。 To summarize, I cannot.
Sorry about that. So really important, you know, that the world is looking at us. Okay? What are we doing in the world?
我们很重要的是上帝是不，这个世界是在看着我们的，就对于真正信的信神的孩子来说，世界也是在看着我们。
Is there something special in us? Is Christ living in us?
有一些什么样特别的东西在我们里面吗？有的，就是耶稣在我们里面活着。
And more important, God is looking down on us.
更重要的，其实天父也在天上看着我们。
And the ones that He loves, He will discipline.
任何他爱他所爱的，他就会管教。
So these are some of the lessons that I learned from.
这就是我领受。
Victoria,
Victoria, 你有个问题是吗？没有是吧？问吧，没关系。
就是问，就这么简单。
没关系是吧
？Someone else, yeah, just a couple of minutes.
还有几分钟。
Always
remember God's deed. Always remember God's. Thankful for Him.
Yes, yeah, in all things. In all things.
所有的事情。
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Anyone else?
Maybe I can share.
Yes, okay.
What? Yeah, I speak in English first.
Okay. I'll translate.
Actually, I think that the best thing for me is you should always work with God in any times. So it's easier to work with God in harsh time, in difficulties, in problems, in tragedies. Mm-hmm. But it's difficult to work with God in smooth, in happiness, in a lot of things.
Blessing.
Yeah, blessings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will forget to praise Him. You will think it's your actually it's your effort.
Mm.
To get the result. Yeah. It's not you just take the glory from God. Yeah, yeah. Easier. 就我的意思就是我们非常容易在困难的时候，在苦难的时候去仰望神啊，因为我们那时候是软弱的，是需要帮助的。但是我们很难在顺的时候，在成功的时候，在高兴的时候去跟神同行。因为呢，一方面我们会认为那是我自己比较牛，这都是我干的啊，这个跟他没什么关系，我比较运气好，我比他更厉害一点，我比某个人更聪明一点。还有一方面呢，我们在那个时候，我们干脆就不会想到去感谢谁，我们觉得那刻最好时间长一点，我更嗨一点，对，完完全全不会想到的。所以我们生命总是起来就下去的时候呢，就是因为我们起来的时候没去跟他同行，很快就会下去，就像约瑟发一样。
So when Job was asking you the many things that you learned, I'll tell you this little story. This little boy came home from school, right?
Translate.
It's okay.
So his father asked him, "What did you learn in school today?" And he said, "Nothing." And so when he got his report card, the father found out that the boy wasn't lying. It was true. So I hope that's not the case
here. 对，他说这就他讲了一个有意思笑话一样的故事。他就说这就像我们一个孩子从学校回来，然后爸爸问他，你在学校学到了什么？他说我什么也没学。然后当爸爸一看成绩单，发现真的是什么也没学到。
Okay, it has been our pleasure and privilege to be among you again this year. Pray for one another and encourage one another.
非常高兴也非常荣幸我们能够在大家当中跟大家分享神的话语我盼望我们能够彼此带导。
Okay, let's pray.
我们现在先祷告。
Lord, watch over each one and give them every confidence in you.
主啊，求您看顾这里的每一位弟兄姊妹，也给他们从您而来的信心。
Father, we agree with heaven and all the angels and all of the believers, there is no one like the Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们也和天上的天使，我们和地上一切的圣徒们一样，我们相信没有像您这样的神。
He's our Savior and our Redeemer and our friend.
您是我的救助，您是我的您是我的帮助，您是我们的朋友。
If anybody here has not yet accepted the gift of the Lord Jesus, we pray that they will accept that gift today.
主啊，如果我们当中还有谁没有接受您这免费的礼物，我们求您带领他去接受这礼物。
And help us to honor the Lord in the good times and in the hard times.
主啊，也求您带领我们能够荣耀您的名，无论是高峰还是低谷。
Until Jesus comes, help us and keep us living and serving you.
直到耶稣基督再来的时候，帮助我们，祝福我们，让我们能与您同在。
In Christ's name, amen.
奉主耶稣的名， amen.
Okay.
Joe, we want to thank you very much for teaching us.
Yeah.